Like I said, I'm going to do a series. And it's basically mainly in Genesis 3, but it also will include some other stuff. Genesis 4, alphabet code, and all that. But you saw in Genesis 3 how everything started regarding the fall, right? And so, if you really go into it in a deeper esoteric or spiritual or allegorical or just in a deeper way, if you go into it in a deep way, you'll start to see some patterns. And those patterns started before the foundation world, because it was the script was written. It was already written. God already knew that Adam and Eve would go sow some fig leaves. He knew they would do it to hide their shame and their guilt from the fall, right? He knew that they would hide their, he knew that they would hide, you know, because he wrote it into the script, because God knew if he created a human, just like a third of the angels fell, he knew that man would fall. But he did it anyway. But he knew before he even created man, that man would affect the creation, the earth, everything would be affected by man's fall, because it's all connected, because it's a piece cut off from God. You understand what I'm saying? This is important. I gotta get some gas. I think I'm getting ready to hit on something important, really important. So it's a good thing that I had to get some gas, because it gave me a chance to think about what I was talking about. So the creation's a piece cut off. God wanted the fellowship with somebody, the human, the angels, whatever. God wanted the fellowship with the human, the creation. So it's a piece cut off. So then you look at Genesis, where God took the woman out of the side of the man. She's a piece cut off. Just like man is a piece cut off from God, per the Son. The human is per the Son, a per Son, per the Son. You're a piece cut off from God, and God just wants to fellowship with you. And the woman's a piece cut off, and the man wants to fellowship with her. But we see that Adam and Eve fell. Mankind fell because of the flesh. He knew the flesh was nothing but sin. And so Eve is the flesh side of Adam in type and shadow. She was in the deception. She's a piece cut off. She's the flesh side of Adam. But Adam needed somebody to fellowship. That's why when Adam was by himself, this is probably the most important message I've ever done. Seriously, this is the most important message I've ever done. If you can grasp it, you'll be shouting hallelujah. So God knew that Adam would say, he would look at the animals and he'd say, look, I'm missing my other half. You know, I'm missing my other half. But God knew that Eve would go into deception. She was into deception. But Adam, he knew he was going to have to go down with the ship to pull her out. Because God's love before the foundation of the world, he knew he was going to have to sacrifice for her, the church. Just like Adam knew he was going to have to sacrifice for Eve. Adam was a prophet. He knew there was going to be pain. He knew there was going to be separation. He knew. Just like God knew that his son, God's son, Jesus, the image of the Godhead bodily, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, Christ in you, you're hid in Christ in God, you're one with Christ. So the whole thing's a typology, it's a type. It's like typing on a typewriter, it was already written. The overarching principle is this: when God took a piece from himself, and made mankind. He knew man would fall. So when God took a piece from man, he knew Eve would go into deception. And he knew, because the devil, a third of the angels fell, the devil fell, which is 33. And the devil's just a reflection of the flesh side of man, the flesh side of Adam, the flesh side of Eve. You sleep a third of your day. So it's all connected in type and shadow. So the fact that Jesus went to the cross at 33, that's why the story plays out in front of you everywhere all the time. And that's why you see CC, 33, CE, which is CE, CE, CC, 33. It's always everywhere all the time because it's pointing back a third of your day, 33%. You'll see somebody dies at 33, Illuminati sacrifice at 33. 33 is always around. It's always in the story. It's always in the script. So if you can understand what I'm saying, the script was already written. Adam went down with the ship out of love. Because he knew it was going to be trouble, but he loved her anyway. God went down with the ship for his church, the body of Christ, because he loved the body of Christ. He knew it before he even created it. Before Adam and Eve came together, he knew she would fall. But actually, they had to come together. She's a piece cut off. They were divinely appointed, you know. It was a type and a shadow. Then you got Adam as A-D-A-M. Eve is evening, which is PM, which is PMS, which is the flesh, which is the sine wave, the snake on the pole, the curve. But it's not bad mouthing women. She's the flesh side of Adam. She's a piece cut off. She's a part of Adam. And so Adam looks at her. She was easily deceived. The woman's the weaker vessel. She's easily deceived by the system. So when Adam was one with Eve, they're one. It's a great mystery. The two shall become one flesh, right? So Adam and Eve represent Christ in the church. So Jesus came down, split space time, came down into time. He was outside of time, came down into time. Just like if you're a spirit-filled man and you know, hey, well, if I marry that woman, I have to drop down into time and I have to go through the having the kids and the trouble and the drama. You're going to have more trouble. Those that get married are going to have more trouble. Now, you do have trouble when you're single, but you have more trouble when you're married. So the man says, well, I'm going to marry her. I know we're going to have trouble, but we love each other, so we're going to get married. So my point is, God left eternity and went to the cross and took on the pain and the suffering of all mankind. The snake on the pole. And that's why it's a mockery when you see these pole dancers, these women on the pole, dancing on the pole. It's the Jezebel spirit. The pole dancers are mocking Jesus on the cross. They're the snake on the pole. And they're using the very thing that was happened to save you, they're using to entice you. It's upside down, ridiculous, insane flesh mind. Because the spirit mind is real love. The flesh mind is fake love. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so the real love, God's love, he went to the cross for the church. And so Adam goes down, real love for Eve, he went to down with the ship to pull her up. And so they had to put the fig leaves on. And so then what happens with the world? The world is the devil, the world, the flesh is a copycat system. It's not real. It's a narcissistic copycat system. And so the world is like the pole dancer. Babylon is the pole dancer, the woman acting like a snake on a pole and trying to entice. Instead of being a savior typology, it's an enticement typology. It's upside down, people. It's upside down. I promise you. System, the whole Babylonian system is mocking what Jesus did on the cross. The whole 666 Babylonian system is a mockery of the cross, but the cross is being preached irregardless, and it's finished,
And that's why they turn it into what Jesus did on the cross is finished. That's why they turn it into a works-based system instead of faith alone. And that's the deal, people. That is the deal.